Cutler moving to his left. Cutler from behind. Gonna throw to the end zone. Diving grab. And it's caught for the touchdown.
ChicagoBears.com presents Tom Thayer's Play of the Week.
Welcome to Thayer's Play of the Week on ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer, along with former Notre Dame legend Tom Thayer. Tom, what did you pick?
What, Irish? I'm going to pick the end result of the Matt Spaeth touchdown, but I want to watch a couple things inside the play to see why the end result happened. And again, Matt Forte, pay attention to Brandon Marshall. The unique thing is it's going to be a play action, so they're going to try to influence the defense in this direction. In order to run play action, you have to have a running back they respect, and that's Matt Forte. So his direction is going to pull the defensive talent. But pay attention to the whereabouts of Brandon Marshall. All right, Brandon, you put him right here. We'll stop it. Pause it for a second. You got all these guys. There's an extended guy out here in case Brandon Marshall continues. But he's completely surrounded, trying to take him out of the mix. Again, the influence of the play-action fake is going to drag the defenders this direction. Matt Forte makes the fake. Look at Eric Weems going in motion, going to sneak out the backside. Easy pass for Jay to throw, but the first down marker still a ways away. Jay buying extra time, knows he's going to have pressure from Jared Allen. Jared Allen comes to the inside of the tight end. He is a relentless pursuer, so he's going to stay after the quarterback. Look at the spacing that he has to complete this pass. It's a great catch, but having the belief that you can throw it with velocity and the accuracy to beat the undercutting defensive back. It's a great throw by Cutler because he knows he has to be patient enough that he's going to take a hit. And this is no friendly hit. You see Jay take the shot. Biggest touchdown catch in Matt's career.
Tell me what the offensive line needs to do here to kind of sell the fake that it's going to the right side.
I'm glad you asked it. Any play action fake, any play action pass by an offense, the key, it's essential that the offensive linemen have to come off the ball with their head low. And that's the key element here, is making sure.
And why is that? Why do they have to come off with their head low?
Because the most influential you're going to be is you have to come off and make it look like a running play. And that's running with your head down, and that really influences the linebackers. You look at the direction that every one of these guys are going. It's because of that first step by the offensive lineman. Again, head down, going full speed. That's a key to play action pass. But let's watch this tight end touchdown.
Tom, it was such a big win. First time ever. Two plays of the week. What else do you have?
Well, we got to compliment Dave Tobin, the special teams, because it's very creative here. This is going to be the extra point that they're going to run in for a two-point conversion. Why do you do it? Because your opportunity is being presented by your opponent. They're going to overload to this side. Really not any concern for the backside, considering the angle the kicker needs to kick at. So what they want to do is get in the path of the football, get in the path of this block, and overload these positions with this amount of bodies. So what do? You got a defensive back who stands up out of the stance. This guy has no concern, and this guy takes an inside path. Huge void here for the Bears to take advantage of an opportunity. And there's a lot of questions. Why would you do it? Why do you need it now? It's because you got to let your opponent know that Dave Tobe and Kevin O'Day, they study the special teams opponent. If your opportunity is going to be presented, they're going to take advantage of it. And I think they should, because it heightens the awareness of the teams you play.
Here's a fake extra point snap directly to Adam Podler. She is in. How about that for a little trickery? Didn't see that coming, did you?
He wows us every week with his knowledge. Tom Thayer, good luck to Notre Dame, by the way.
Go Irish.
Thanks for watching Thayer's Play of the Week, Plays of the Week on ChicagoBears.com.